Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of teaching and learning. I'm Ryan Rudzeski, here with Greg Baer, and we're the co-authors of When You Wonder, You're Learning, Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids.
This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging and relevant learning in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change.
On today's episode, we're talking with Jimmer Fredette, a former college and professional basketball player and the founder of the Fredette Family Foundation's Choose Kindness program. The program works to support cultures of kindness and to build inclusive, supportive, and kind schools and communities worldwide. Jimmer, we're so happy to have you here. Welcome to Remaking Tomorrow.
Hey, I am excited to be on with you guys. Thank you so much for having me. And it's always fun to chat about kindness and what we can do.
Jimmer, we're guessing that many of our listeners might know you best as a champion basketball player who, during your senior year at BYU, went on to win every major college basketball player of the year award, earning you praise from everyone from then President Obama to Kevin Durant. And you went on to play five seasons in the NBA, along with playing professionally in China and Greece. Of course, we're here to talk about kindness and your work with the Choose Kindness program. But can you help us to see the connection between your years as a basketball player and your work today to spread kindness?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at a surface level, you would think, right, there's not a ton of overlap between kindness and basketball. But, you know, I'm definitely here to talk a little bit about how it does. And one thing that my parents instilled in me when I was a young person is, hey, be a good person and be kind to people over everything. That's what people are going to remember. They may remember a three-point shot for, you know, a certain amount of time, but they're always going to remember the interaction you had with that person, you know, after a basketball game, during a game, signing an autograph, the teammates that you had. They're going to remember who you were as a person more over everything. And in order to have a great team, whether it's in basketball, whether it's in business, whatever it is that you're doing, you have to have a supportive group and you have to understand who your teammates are. And you have to make sure that you are always lifting that person up and being kind to these people. The better camaraderie that you have on a team, the more focused you'll be on one specific goal. And people will be playing and doing things for each other and not just for themselves. And that's because they're showing their support, they're showing their kindness, and they're all in it to win it. And I think that that's a huge deal in team sports specifically. So having that camaraderie is something that translates on the court, because if you guys like each other and you're playing hard and you're doing your thing, you're gonna see players that wanna play for each other and wanna win. So making sure that, you know, after the game, you're shaking hands and saying, hey, great job, I respect what you do. Those types of things are kindness that can affect people's lives after basketball.
I think a lot of us, when we think about sports, we think about things like competition. We think about grit and about being tough, you know, taking a hit and keep on going. As you just explained, in the sporting world, clearly there is a place in it for kindness. And I'm curious about thinking back on your basketball journey. Was there a moment when a fellow athlete or a coach or maybe even a fan shared kindness with you?
Yeah, for sure. There's been a lot of experiences. One of the first things that pops into mind is most years that I was playing basketball, I was on a different team. And once you get to a different team, you don't know any of the people that are on the team, right? You just meet them for the first time and you're like, who can I hang out with? Who do I click with? All of these different types of things. So, you know, I've always had really great teammates who have reached out and have made sure to invite me over to their house with their families and introduce them to our families. I remember I had one teammate specifically when I was in New Orleans who invited us over for Thanksgiving dinner. And we had an awesome Thanksgiving dinner with his family and friends, and they cooked everything for us. And it was just, you know, an incredible time, awesome food. They were amazing cooks. I was like, what are you guys, you know, you guys got to start your own restaurant or something, because this is amazing stuff here we got going on. But I remember one time when I was in China, it was actually a family that was living in China that was from Utah that I had never met before. And they came to a basketball game and introduced themselves to me. And we became really great friends. And when I was in China, I was over there most of the time by myself. I wasn't there with my family. My kids, my wife were mostly home. And it wasn't super fun most of the time. When you're off the court, you're kind of just lonely. And this family really invited me to their house as much as they possibly could and kind of took me in as like their, you know, adopted son. So I was over to their house all the time, you know, just hanging out with their kids and being able to enjoy Sunday dinners. And they would come to our games and I really built a great friendship and they made me feel super comfortable and included, you know, in a foreign country where I didn't know too many people and didn't know what to do. And they kind of showed me the ropes. So that was something that was incredibly kind. You know, just including someone in is something as simple as a dinner that could change the trajectory of their life and their season.
Since its founding, your family foundation, often referred to as Gymerosity, has conducted programs in 30 different schools in New York and Utah, impacting more than 150,000 students. Jimmer, put us in the shoes of one of those students experiencing a Gymerosity event. What do I experience? What do I feel? How am I primed to choose kindness in my own life?
We've done several different events where I've been fortunate to go into schools and be able to do assemblies with the kids. And I think the biggest thing there is we just want the kids to have fun. We want them to enjoy their time. We want them to understand that being kind is a fun thing and it's a good thing. At that age, they're so malleable. You know, there's so much stuff that they can latch onto. And they're kind of learning. They're learning their habits at that time. And what we're trying to do is create good habits, kind habits, habits where they're thinking of other kids and thinking how they're feeling and trying to include, you know, people, whether it be at recess or at lunch. So we try to make sure that we have a really fun time in these events and we're chatting about kindness and what they can do to be kind and how they can consistently, you know, act upon the feelings that they have to try to help someone or do good. And we point out all those little things that you can do that may not seem like they're huge acts of kindness, but those sometimes are the most powerful. And so we're always trying to do that. And in the kindness program specifically, Choose Kindness program, we are able to get teachers curriculums where they can do kindness little programs in the classroom, little lessons that are about 30 minutes long where they can teach these kids and have an activity about kindness and how they can do that. So it's a really fun program to be a part of. I think people that have been a part of it have really latched on and enjoyed it and felt like it's made a difference in their school and their classrooms and in their kids. And in some cases, even in the community that have reached on beyond the schools.
So Jimmer, speaking of these events, we've looked at a couple photos from these assemblies. They look like tons of fun. And we have to ask, what's with the cape? We see you wearing a cape in so many of these events. How does that relate to the Choose Kindness mission?
It's always fun. A lot of times what we do is we pick themes for these events and everyone loves superheroes, right? Like everyone understands what superheroes is, especially that age kids. I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an almost 3-year-old, and they all love superheroes. And one of the themes that we do is superheroes, you know, what are they trying to do? They're trying to save the world, but they're doing it in a kind manner and they're trying to help people. That's their mission. That's their whole thing. They're putting other people's feelings and safety and relationships above themselves and trying to help out as much as they can. So if we can be a superhero of kindness and kind of think that way to help others and to make sure that they're thinking of others instead of themselves all the time, that's going to create a better environment for them to go to school in. Some other kids will dress up in, you know, superhero outfits and have the masks on and kind of just do their thing. And we try to make it a really fun event. But yeah, those superheroes are always relatable. All of us are trying to be like a superhero.
This is Greg Baer here with Ryan Rudzeski, and we're talking with Jimmer Fredette, founder of the Fredette Family Foundation's Choose Kindness program. Jimmer, you might know that we here at the Remaking Tomorrow podcast take deep daily inspiration from Mr. Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers is often remembered as America's warm-hearted neighbor, but we know that he worked hard every day to share the kindest, most intentional version of himself. He knew, as you know, that being kind can sometimes be a lot of work. What is it that you do to prepare yourself to share your kindness with others?
I love the word intentional. I think, you know, being intentional with what you're trying to do on a day in, day out basis is really important. And, you know, sometimes I think just a simple mindset of, hey, what can I do for someone today that's kind? And look for those opportunities. And sometimes they pop up more easily than others. Sometimes it just falls into your lap and sometimes it's super easy where you go into a restaurant and you just hold the door open for someone. You smile at someone as they're walking by, you just being kind to the waitress or the waiter that is there. Those are all things that are act of kindness that are helping people. And you know, if maybe that affects that person in a really positive way that day. And then they go off and do something kind. And then it creates a snowball effect. And I think it's just the mindset of waking up and saying, hey, what can I do to help others? And what can I do to be kind? It's not easy to do because there are days where, you know, you don't feel like it. You feel down yourself, like you're not happy yourself, or something bad just happened. And you're trying to figure out how I can, you know, better myself and how I can get out of this situation. But I often find that if I do acts of service or acts of kindness for others, it often helps myself feel better as well in the situation that I'm in. So it's not only just for the person that you're doing the act of kindness for, it's also for yourself, and it's going to help you in the long run. So I think that that's just a mindset of understanding that and trying to intentionally focus in on how can I help others. And while I do that, it'll help myself.
Jimmer, you touched on this earlier, but your basketball career took you to play professionally outside the United States for a couple of years, including in China and in Greece. And we're curious, what did you learn about kindness from your time in those countries? You know, is kindness the same in every culture and every language? What are some of the lessons you brought back to the United States from your time abroad?
Every single place you go to, everyone understands a smile. And I think that that's a really great and powerful thing. When you smile at someone, they smile back. They understand that that's a really warm place to be. Being involved in a lot of different countries for basketball all over the world, we understand that people are just trying to love their families. They're trying to have fun. They're trying to have good lives. Whatever it is that their culture is and how they go about it is different, but everyone's trying to achieve the same thing. They're trying to achieve happiness. How do they do that? And how can we help do that? Sometimes it's just a small thing as understanding what their culture is and trying to be part of it, whether it's trying a foreign piece of food that you've never tried before, or dressing up for a different holiday that they have that you may not be a part of, but trying to understand cultures, trying to understand where they're coming from, that usually helps open up the relationship where that you trust one another and you understand one another, even though you're from a completely different part of the world and don't speak the same language. And I've had a lot of experience in that. And it's been super rewarding and fun to be able to make some of the best friends that I have, you know, over in Greece that are still over there, and specifically over in China, where I was there for 4 years and have some amazing friends that I still keep in touch with today. And we continue to talk and make sure that we're staying in touch because of the kindness and the camaraderie that we've built when I was over there.
Jimmer, you share leadership of the Choose Kindness Project with your dad, Al, and I love that. I'm curious, what's it like to run a kindness-centered project together with your dad? And I'm curious, have you learned anything new about him?
I've definitely learned a lot of new things from my dad, you know, throughout my life. But when I was younger, you know, I came from a small town in upstate New York. There's called Glens Falls. There's about 14,000 people there. And one thing that I noticed when I was younger is that when anybody had a problem in Glens Falls, they came to my dad, and whatever it was. And my dad was always willing to help, and he was there for people. He put their needs a lot of times above his needs, but he always was there for his family, and he treated us the same way that he would treat everyone else. And I feel like for me, he was also always my basketball coach. And one thing that was really important for me is that he always treated me the same as every other player on the court. And I think that was a big help for me to understand, like, even though I may have been the best player, and I may have had an opportunity to go play, that I wasn't better than anybody else. I was just good at shooting a basketball. But as a person, you want to make sure that you're treating people the same way. And he was always so good at that. So I love that about him. That's the thing that I learned. And so that when we started this Choose Kindness program, there was no better person to start it with than my father. He helped write a lot of the curriculum. He was so passionate about it that it was just right up his alley. And it just came so naturally to him and to our family that this was something that we really wanted to be a part of. So it's been an incredible experience to see people's lives change and to be able to be a part of doing something good for the communities that I grew up in and mean a lot to me, and be able to do that with my dad and my family. It's been incredibly rewarding.
So Jimmer, you were college basketball player of the year, 5 seasons in the NBA. You know a little bit about high pressure situations. I hope that begins to prepare you for the highest pressure situation of your life, which is the Remaking Tomorrow lightning round, where I ask you a bunch of rapid fire questions. Are you ready? You just respond with the first thing that comes to mind.
Man, I hope so. I'm sweating over here, but I'm ready to go.
Jimmer, you're the father of three children. What advice can you give to parents who are listening about how they can make choosing kindness a part of their family values?
Making sure that you lead by example. That's one of the biggest things. The kids watch and listen to everything that you do. So I would say the best way to do it is be able to make sure that you're being kind and that you're being inclusive and you're trying to do the right things and treating people the right way. Because if they will see that and they'll start to do it themselves. And my wife is an amazing example of that for our kids too.
What's something about being a professional athlete that the rest of us wouldn't know?
It's harder than you think. And it's also lonelier than you think. You see that, you know, a lot of these stars are out there and they're super popular and super famous. But with that becomes a lot of attachments and people that want stuff from you that, you know, you don't necessarily want to be a part of. So a lot of times you really have a very small, tight-knit group of people that you try to keep around you and make sure that those are the people that you trust. So it's important to do that. But yeah, it's tougher than you think. And there's a lot of distraction out there.
What's one thing we wouldn't know having not been Olympians?
The Olympic opening ceremonies are probably the coolest thing that I've ever done in my life. The thing that I loved about it the most is that whether, you know, you're someone who has, you've never been heard of before, or you're LeBron James or you're Simone Biles, or you're someone of that stature, everyone was literally in the same boat. And that's literally and figuratively when we were in Paris, because we were actually in a boat. But everyone was just wanting to know each other, what they were doing. And we were all Americans trying to reach one goal. They were all super supportive of one another. There was no, you know, you're over here and we're over here. Everyone was together. They wanted to take selfies with each other. They wanted to be a part of this group. And that was something that I have really never experienced with that high of a level of athlete before. So that was something that was unforgettable.
Something kind that you'd like to do for somebody else one day?
Well, one thing I'd love to do is I'd love to be able to start donating basketball courts to cities or families or whatever it is, something along those lines to be able to help youth sports and get people outside playing basketball and being able to help donate that. That would be really amazing.
And Jimmer, before we go, just one more question. What's one thing that parents and educators can do today to make tomorrow a more promising place for every learner?
I would say the biggest thing is just be genuine with your students and with your family members and be who you are and try to teach them values that you truly believe in. One thing that I found from my greatest teachers and coaches, they're the most genuine and they also truly believe what they're preaching, whatever that is. You know, if they can sell that to you and you can feel it, as someone who's learning from them, they will believe it and they'll grasp onto it even better than, you know, than you think you could imagine. So I think that that's one of the biggest things for me, is just make sure you're genuine and you're really believing what you're teaching, and then people will grasp onto it.
Thanks so much to Jimmer Fredette, founder of the Fredette Family Foundation's Choose Kindness program. Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning. Learn more at remakelearning.org.